Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We consider you family. The Brett Mega Show family is growing, and we've been on Baby Watch with Hannah, and Hannah has some breaking news.
I'm an aunt again!
Yay!
Oh my gosh. You know, every time I think my heart can't get bigger to have another family member, it just happens. My sister Sarah safely and perfectly delivered another baby boy. His name is Baylor.
Love it.
And he is going to be joining the family. I talk to you guys all the time about my nieces and nephews. And if you remember, a year and a half ago, I announced that I had a nephew being born named Palmer. And now I have another one named Baylor, who is his brother. I'm so
Yesterday
blessed.
At this time, she was in labor. So obviously everything went awesome. When was he born?
He was born at 1:57 yesterday. So he's the afternoon baby. He's perfectly healthy, which is such like, oh my gosh, that's all you can pray for is a healthy baby and a healthy mom. And I can't say enough good things. I haven't met him yet. I'm meeting him today, I believe, if everything goes well and his tests are fine. Hopefully I can meet him today.
You, because she does have another baby. Like you were talking about Palmer, who is like 15 months. You're the person
you're
in
the
charge.
Babysitter.
You're the babysitter.
Yeah. Scary.
How is that going?
You know what? It's actually going really good.
Is it? Because Hannah goes, guys, I'm exhausted.
Right.
Running around with a 15-month-old is hard. And I look at her and go, is it? Because I have a 3.5-year-old and a 16-month-old.
It's good because his behavior is amazing. I applaud my sister for the way that she's raised.
He doesn't talk back.
No. I didn't say that he doesn't talk back. I mean, he can babble with the best of them.
Yeah, he can babble with the best of them.
I applaud my sister Sarah for the way that she's raised her first son, Palmer, because he is super independent. He can play like great by himself.
Oh,
he listens. That is great. What's not great is my anxiety watching Palmer because I'm not used to being in charge of another live human being 24/7. So it's been a massive shift for me and I'm just not used to it. But he's being great for me. I think he knows I'm nervous. I think he actually might be the one watching me.
Yeah, he's taking it easy on you.
Exactly. Yes.
He's like, Auntie, chill out, okay? Let's come sit down next to Palmer and he'll talk to you, all right? That's what he's probably thinking. You're anxious, though, probably because you just have the biggest heart. Like, you're probably doing great and you're just anxious because you're worried because you want everything to be perfect. But the first rule in parenting is nothing's perfect and you're just doing an amazing job. Yep. I'm sure of it.
Thank you. I'll be taking him to meet his baby brother today. So I'm super excited for that. And I also have been trying to make his experience with me, I mean, amazing because I'm the world's best aunt, but also his whole world's about to change. He's about to be a big brother. So I'm really trying to make his like final moments like super special and give him like all the extra attention, snuggles, love, watch Despicable Me as many times as you want when you're with me so that he has those extra special feelings. But oh man, I just know my heart's going to completely melt when I meet Baylor in person for the first time. I can't wait.
Love it. I'm excited for you, for the family. And we finally got one extra listener. Yeah! Thank God.
Yes! Baylor. We needed it.
Baylor, bring in the ratings, brother. Yeah. Bring in the ratings, Baylor. Congratulations to your sister, you, your family. And Baylor, welcome to the family. Ooh. We will play Kevin's favorite song for him.
Oh.
Kevin, this one goes to you, Baylor.
Yeah.